Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Beamer Distributors Blog Talk Show. This is your show. It's designed for all Beamer distributors across the country to provide you with the latest information, training, and current events. It's a live, interactive show where we value your participation. Just hit one on your phone and we'll open your line so you can ask questions and share information and testimonials. You'll hear from individuals who are experiencing amazing results in their business and with the use of their Beamer. But remember, this information of Beamer technology is not designed to diagnose, treat, or cure any disease or ailment. These testimonials have not been evaluated or reviewed by the FDA. This call is for education only, and no medical or income claims are intended. This call is not put on by Beamer USA. It's just us, a group of independent Beamer distributors all helping one another. So grab a pen and paper, listen carefully, and get ready to learn and share. Stay tuned. The show is about to begin.
Well, good Monday morning, Blog Talk Radio. Hail, hail, the gang's all here. Been a while, but you got Barbie, Mary, and Casey all here today. Welcome, ladies.
Good morning, everybody.
Hey, Beamer family. Great to be here on this beautiful Monday.
It certainly is. It certainly is. So, let's start out and see, Mary, do you have any announcements this morning?
Gosh, nothing in particular. Nope.
All right, Barbie, what about you?
I have an announcement that was announced on Friday, but I'll re-announce it, and that's that our national convention will be May of 2020, the second weekend, I am told, which we should mark that on our calendars now because that is going to be a big celebration. And then the other announcement I have is Denver is having a Beamer Saturday on August 17th, and it looks really good. I saw that flyer this weekend. And there are so many things going on over the week. Hopefully people will call in and tell us about the events that they attended, including the Saturday webinar that was held throughout the country this past Saturday.
Yeah, I must admit that I was supposed to be up at the lake house with my mother, but I ended up in the emergency room with my mother. So she's fine. She's home. But I was unable to make that, and I was very sad that I couldn't at least listen in. But if you have some feedback for that, please press 1 on your phone, and we'll get you in here this morning. My announcements. The Waukesha, Pewaukee, whatever you want to call it, Academy, this coming weekend, it is a Friday night pre-Academy, Saturday, Sunday Academy. It's going to be great. Geralyn Johnson and I are hosting that, and then we've got Callie Crone, Tina Shea-Wee, a whole bunch of people going to be there. It's going to be a rockin' event at the wonderful, really wonderful Ingleside Hotel. And then I've got other academies coming up for those of you that are in the Phoenix area. Phoenix is the second week in September. Decatur is the third. And Decatur, I'm going to tell you, you better get your butts in gear. You wanted me to come down there and do an academy, even though I don't have a single person down there, and I did it. But we have two people. Now, we did have some registration issues with the back office, but that's been fixed now since last week. And then Rick Roundtree and I are doing an academy in, I think it's late October, either late October or November, up in beautiful Burlington, Vermont. So, and, of course, there's tons of other academies scheduled in the back office, so you can take a look at those. Now, this is an
I'm going to also be in Anchorage the last August 2nd doing an event, a Beamer event. If anyone has anyone, you know what, I'll post it in our back office so you can see it. But it's August 22nd, Anchorage, Alaska.
Wow, what are you doing in Anchorage? Anchorage.
I'm going to do a Beamer event, and I'm taking a vacation. I'm going on a cruise like you did. Casey, you do it. I got to do it, too, you know?
Well, that's fantastic. I actually have some peeps up in Alaska. So, yeah, wonderful, wonderful. So, this morning, one of the things that I wanted to talk about, I had this past weekend, some of you that follow me on Facebook know that there was a area on in my office building that was lovingly referred to as the spider room, a.k.a. industrial waste. And basically this was a crawl space, fully stand-up basement, but it was accessed through a hatch door that my dad lovingly created with one of his wonderful contraptions that included old window weights and some pulleys. But I finally got to the point where I was, like, so sick of going in and out of this place with a hatch door and a steep set of stairs that he built. And but it was chock-a-block full. A lot of stuff was his stuff, things that were too good to throw out. You guys all know this. And so this weekend I hired some guys that came to work with me, and it took us 10 hours yesterday on Sunday to get it done and clean it out and, you know, get the trucks loaded up with all the junk. But, you know, what it reminded me of, and one of the things that I wanted to talk about today was just getting stuff done that you don't want to do. And, you know, it's so easy to put things off. We have an expression in the weight loss business: it's easy to do, it's easy not to do. And when it comes to making calls and following up and doing your demos, you know, it's easy to not do it. And one of the things, and those of you that participated in the fast track, you know that accountability, creating a goal, setting a goal, and creating accountability is really important. And unless you create those pieces, like, for example, I hired two guys to show up on Sunday, you know, and they were here at 7 a.m. And so could, if I was going to do that myself, not that I would have, but if I was going to, would it have been easy to get up Sunday morning and go, eh, you know, it's such a nice day, I think I'll go to the beach, or I think I'll go. Of course it would. But sometimes you just got to hunker down and get stuff done and put yourself in a position to do it. And I think that in our business, and I know we talked a lot about leadership and John Maxwell last week and the five, you know, chop, 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 the consistent, the daily things. But sometimes you can do those daily things. Like, I don't know about you guys, you gals, but I'm super disciplined about doing daily things. But sometimes a project gets in my too hard bin, and I can really find ways to validate and justify why I probably can't do that today. I don't know if either of you have had experience this or not.
What's so interesting you're about this subject, because I personally am cleaning out the house with the vision that my house is going to sell as soon as I get back from this cruise. And with that in mind, I have totally been going through every closet and doing all the things that I haven't done in probably 2 years, even though I'm like you, daily I'll always do what needs to get done. Those things just, they multiply and multiply it. But I took two trips to Goodwill and to the Women's Resource Center yesterday, and I'm telling you, it felt so great to clear out. And it clears out your mind too, Casey. I mean, you feel like, okay, I'm ready for whatever's next.
Mary, I know you were going to say something.
Well, I was thinking about, you know, doing the daily tasks and with Fast Track, and we were doing, actually, I'm doing a Fast Track with a group of people right now, and this is our last week. And what I find interesting is that people are doing those daily things for Beamer, making the phone calls, doing the presentations. And for whatever reason, they're not making the sale. And so it takes that special tenacity to know that keep doing those daily phone calls and presentations, because eventually, you know, you will make the sales and you just get better and better at what you're doing. So we can do those things. I am the type of person that I love to see an immediate result. That's why I would never be a good real estate agent, because I can't hang on for months and work with people. I need to do a task and see a result. So in doing this fast track, when you don't get that immediate result, I've been in Beamer for so long that I know that it may be 6 months down the line that somebody will purchase a Beamer, but staying consistent and knowing that those daily actions will eventually pay off. And I always refer back to the lady that said, gosh, I, you know, did 91 or 81, the presentations before she actually sold a Beamer, but she didn't give up. So I think that intuitiveness, what the task is really the key. Don't give up and do those actions that just keep leading you one step at a time towards success. And as you always say, about the squirrel.
Yep. Absolutely. And you know, I'm gonna say something here that probably, you know, of course, those of you that know me, you know, I'll be frank, you'll be earnest. And you know, I'm gonna add a little piece onto that, Mary, because I think that it's really important that people in Beamer not only do those daily tasks and be consistent and you know, stay focused and know that it's not a quick sale as a general rule, you know, that occasionally happens, but it's not. But be coachable and be self-reflective. For example, when I work with salespeople, I have them record themselves with their iPhone, even if it's just running in the background without somebody, you know, the person that they're talking to hearing it, or put yourself on speakerphone and record your phone conversation and go back and listen to it. Of course, when I'm doing sales training classes, we actually videotape people and then play it back for them. Of course, we've mystery shopped for years in the fitness industry so that we can hopefully catch our salespeople doing things right. But the reality is that, you know, and a lot of people who come and talk to me about success in the Beamer business, you know, they don't really realize that, you know what, you might not be good at asking questions. You may not be good at closing. You may not be good at prospecting, and that's okay as long as you're coachable and you're willing to learn. Get on YouTube, you know, get online, get an ebook, be developing yourself, because the reality is I say this to salespeople all the time, is that one of you could please go on and extend the show. I wasn't the one that started it, and for some reason it's telling us that we only have 90 seconds left, and I know that there's a way to add that, to change that. I know Nora did it for us one time when this happened. Does anybody else know how to do that? Hold on. Boy, oh boy. Let's see. I know it's here somewhere, guys. How do we extend this episode? Help center. Wow. Anybody else know how to do this? Settings. Maybe
looking.
Settings. Sorry, guys, while we hang on here before it knocks us off. I know Nora had done that the last time. It said it was going to end, and maybe it's on the dashboard. Boy. Talk about a cluster this morning. We had some issues getting in. Loading host tools. Here we go. Maybe this is it. Episodes. Did you fix it?
I don't know.
Wow. 10 seconds. I guess not. Boy, guys, I hate to tell you this, but I don't think we're going to be able to get our stuff in this morning because whoever set this up for us changed it to 15 minutes instead of 45. And I have absolutely no idea how to change it. Let's see.
We're learning.
Is anybody there, or did it end?
Well, here, I'm trying to change it.
Well, my countdown now looks like it. I can't read it very well, but it looks like maybe it's 14 minutes.
All right, so at least somebody added another 15 minutes to it. Okay. Well, we'll go with that for now. So, sorry about that, folks. Talk about, oh, boy. Anyway, at least we can just laugh about it, right? You're getting exactly what you paid for. So you have to be coachable, and you have to go out and learn. You know, pull up a YouTube on qualifying questions. Google best sales trainers. You'll find so many people that have content online that can help you to get better at those difficult things. That there is a skill set. Don't get me wrong. I am all for Beamer Heart and sharing and sharing and sharing, and eventually you will make sales. But you know what? You're going to make more sales if you get better at what you do, and that requires you to really step back and take a look and say, how am I doing? Where are the areas that I need most assistance with? You know, where could I be better? And then from there, look for those things. So,
hey, Casey,
anyway.
Can I interrupt for a second? If you go to the your screen right now and where it says showtime, 7:29 at 12 p.m., and it says 15 minutes, if you click there, I think because you're the host, I think you can change that. It says click to edit.
Ah, okay. Showtime. Yes. It doesn't giving me the option to click to edit. Okay, showtime. Right underneath showtime 7/29, 2019. It is not giving me the opportunity to edit because I didn't create the show. Even though I'm the host.
All right.
That's okay. Well, you know what? I wonder if anybody's listening. So let's go to 303-603-601. You're live on Blog Talk. Good morning.
Well, good morning. And if you ever figure out how to extend this, let me know. I'm in the back trying to figure it out too, but I can't find it because I have access, but I can't find it either. But two things. I wanted to mention that from the feedback I received from last Saturday's live Beamer Saturday, the feedback has been phenomenal. In fact, I had a distributor in California that said she invited a prospect that she's been trying to introduce to Beamer that did show considerable interest, and she listened to the whole thing, and she called up my distributor and said, why haven't you told me about this sooner, and let's get started. And she signed up as a distributor and brought the pro unit and is signing up to go to the Irvine Academy in 3 weeks. So it was very effective and that. So I wanted to put a shout out for that. The second thing I wanted to mention, and by the way, great show today. This is awesome. The second thing I wanted to mention is that the Dallas Empower Your Life event was canceled. However, Friday night they are going to go ahead with the presentation, and that's going to be done by Vicki Latham and David Sage. So anybody that was planning on going there and then saw that it was canceled, please be aware that that's a free event for prospects and guests and distributors, and you want to get as many people there as possible. So I just wanted to throw that in there.
Awesome. Awesome. Thanks, Jerry. Yeah, I heard some great feedback from Saturday, too, even though I couldn't log in. So, all right, let's go to our next caller, 941-928. You're live on Blog Talk. Good morning.
Good morning, ladies. It's Vicki in Sarasota.
Hello, Vicki.
Hi, Vicki.
Hi, guys. Great book. Casey, you and I are both readers. It's called The Life-Changing Magic of Tidying Up. And I just read it again for the third time, and it works. And you just gave me really good pointers. Not just does it work with the house and your office, but it works with your lifestyle as well, too. It might be a good suggested reading book.
Yeah, I'll have to. You know, I've got a couple of days of driving. I'm driving out to the Wisconsin Academy in my RV, and I will have lots of time, and I'll download that audiobook.
It's on Audible. I've got it.
I love Audible.
Thanks. I do, too. Thanks,
awesome.
Girls.
Thanks for the suggestion. Awesome. Okay, 805-459. You're live on Blog Talk. Good morning.
Good morning. It's Helena Bresk and Tassa Robles. How are you all
Helena.
Today?
Fantastic.
Hi. Did you must have figured it out because we're still talking.
Yeah, I think maybe it's not recording, but that we stay live. That's what I'm assuming,
oh,
but
good.
Maybe not.
Looks like it says 52 minutes now.
Oh.
But I'm not sure.
Great.
Yeah.
So first thing, I think one of you wanted my number to help with a prospect here in Paso Robles. So feel free to call. Was that you, Casey?
I was going to call you because I want to connect you with somebody. It's not a prospect, but I want to connect you with somebody. Yep.
Okay.
Yeah, I've got it.
Awaiting your call.
Okay.
I'm glad.
You're waiting with bated breath. Okay.
Okay, awesome. So, yes, I am. And I just wanted to say how valuable this particular day has been to me because one of my biggest challenges is procrastination. And the reminders on Monday, the different tools. And I follow the work of Abraham Hicks, which is all about the law of attraction. The law of attraction, and you'll see it when you believe it beforehand. You don't wait to see it. And every time I get on track with that and these things that you say, the daily little things and the setting goals, and setting goals that are realistic for yourself has been so helpful because a couple of times I found myself gritting my teeth. Like, it's as if they're a pack of people with knives out there instead of these wonderful people who need to hear what I have to say. So don't feel alone, anybody. Excuse me. And one final note. I had on my list a lovely woman in her 80s who I knew had a pretty bad injury a number of years ago. Sorry, choking. And by God, I just about knocked her over in Trader Joe's 3 months ago saying, oh, my God, I feel so bad. I had you on my list. I haven't called you to share something earth-shattering with you. And she said, well, tell me now. And to make a long story short, she was with me at the last academy, and she is on fire.
Oh,
and
I
that's
love it.
My story for today.
That is fantastic. Did you make your Abraham Hicks wheel? Do you have your wheel?
Yes, I have my wheel.
Okay.
I've been to the Vortex Law of Attraction workshops. I have a 2-week one I'm going to in September, and my focus is Beamer and Spirit, and it's really been powerful. Yeah.
Well, it is a lifestyle. The mindset is a lifestyle. Your health is a lifestyle, and your daily, you know, habits for Beamer is a lifestyle, and so when you make it your life, it just becomes part and parcel of your daily routine. And that's really when you have transformation and breakthroughs. So thank you very much for calling on that.
Thank you all.
Okay. Mary, I know that you are a life coach. Do you have any thoughts on these kind of things that we've been talking about that maybe you could share a morsel, a nugget?
Well, many people, when they want to make a change, they try to make too many changes at one time, and then they fail, and they just don't even start because the task seems so insurmountable. So whenever I start with somebody, no matter what they come to me for, we take it and we chunk it down. So when it comes to sharing Beamer, I think the advice that you gave about learning and bettering yourself, listening to yourself, recording yourself. Oh, my goodness. The first time I recorded myself, it was only me just to see how I came across on video for Zoom. I was appalled. So it was a real eye-opener, and it really helped me be very aware of the things that I do in my presentations. So getting better at what you do, and even if you think you're awesome and an expert, it never hurts to actually record yourself and see if you're still as good as you were. And another thing I share with people is that in our mind, we can say things day in and day out, but many times it's no different than any muscle. The tongue has to learn how to say things. So when we first started years ago, we used to have to learn the five-word thing, the camera, the name of the camera that was used to do these recordings at the cellular level. Now, we don't have to know that anymore, so I've forgotten. But we really, it's like saying supercalifragilisticexpialidocious. It's saying those words over and over again aloud, not in your mind, but aloud, that allows your tongue to have it be a normal, just you don't even have to think about it. You can say it. So I suggest for everybody, take your 90-second spiel and practice saying it over and over and over. And, of course, it's not going to be the exact same every single time, but if you do have a script, and you do practice that, it's not no different than learning a song that you can just sing along without even thinking about it. So if people can just start with that one thing and practice and then add something else. But if you try to learn more than three things at one time on your plate, it changes the physiological way that people look at it, and it's much more daunting. So chunk what you want to learn. Do learn. I think that advice that you gave earlier is really critical, is get out there, stretch yourself, take a look at yourself, see how you're doing. And just in working with different people with Beamer, they have changed how that they say things. And they're, you know, it's amazing how one word changed in a sentence can give a whole different meaning from assuming somebody's going to purchase the Beamer and having that, you know, I'm really into the mental, and having when you assume somebody's going to purchase the Beamer instead of, oh my gosh, they can't afford it. Whatever's in your mind about that person, that's going to reflect whether you know it or not and whether you like it or not. So whenever you're talking to any prospective person, always see it as you want it to go with no qualifiers of any negative, only how you want the outcome to go. And of course, that outcome may take time, but you don't lose sight of the good intention and that good outcome that you're seeing. So I can go on and on, but that's it for now.
Yeah, no, that's great. And, you know, as far as like recording or doing something or listening to your script, you know, we say something in the training business, we say the first is the worst. The first is the worst, and just get it over with. Look, I record myself all the time. I use a green screen. I make videos. I'm in front of large audiences. And you know what? When I have to edit or watch a video of myself, I cringe. I'm like, oh, gosh, I can't believe you said it that way or you slipped up. We're all super critical. The key is being able to say, oh, well, they don't like it tough, you know. So you got to get a little bit of tough skin, and you got to get the ability to, you know, get past it, especially when it's not perfect. Because if you That's, people say to me all the time, gosh, you write so many books. How do you do that? I said, because I don't care about perfection when it comes to that. I just want to get it done the best I can in that moment. I go back and I read books that I wrote 10 years ago, and I think to myself, gosh, that could have been so much better. Oh, well, in the moment, it was what I wanted, and it worked. So as it relates to your Beamer business, you've got to be able to get past that. Just jump in, know that it's going to be awkward at first. You know, that's why you record it yourself. You don't have to have anybody else listen to it but your own little self. And then you can say, wow, I say, you know, a lot, or like a lot, or whatever the case may be. And when those things are brought to your attention, sometimes they're painful, but that's the first step in improvement. So,
yeah, and you know, the key I think of what we're talking about here is what Mary brought up, which is practice. You first have to step out of your circle of comfort, and when you do that, you sort of embrace that discomfort feeling. It's like, okay, I'm dealing with it today, and that feeling just lessens and lessens and lessens as you keep on practicing and practicing and improving. Wherever you see you're needing improvement by watching yourself in the videos or by listening to yourself in recordings or by listening to the response of your audience and seeing how they are looking at you. Because often when we're giving a presentation, whether you're giving a private Beamer presentation or a group presentation, you can look into the eyes of your audience and you can usually tell if they're getting it, like if they're aligning with you or if they're thinking you're whacked out or they're not getting you. And I think the more in tune, the more practice you have, the more in tune you can be with whatever it is that you want to accomplish.
I'd like to put a scientific spin on it. So in therapy, we all learn that about the critter brain. Now, different therapy methods will call it something different. But what it means is as we grow and we experience different things in our life, those things we know we can't survive. So I'm going to go and get a little bit funky here, but it's no different than somebody that grows up with an alcoholic parent. Sometimes that person will end up with an alcoholic only because they know that they can survive that. And living a normal life in a normal relationship is so new that that's not their normal. So even though that they want it, they shy away from it because that's too new and that's scary. So the same thing with Beamer. When you do something for the first time, no matter what it is new and you have apprehension about it, that's your critter brain saying, oh, I've never experienced this. I might die. I might not survive. Well, if you realize and recognize that that's truly what's happening in your mind, you can put that to rest and step into that fear. And once you do these things, and the more you do it and the more you survive that thing that you're fearful of, the more that becomes normal. There was a child that was ADHD and, I mean, really had a difficult time. And in his change over to becoming normal, it was without drugs, he had more psychological issues. But that new normal of being a normal child was so new, it was uncomfortable until that normalcy continued day after day after day, where he felt comfortable that he wasn't going to, go off the deep end or something like that. So I just want to put that out there for people that if you have a fear, recognize it as your critter brain and prove to yourself that you can survive it. And each time that you do it, that fear will be less and less.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You said it before, practice makes perfect, and it's true. And we just, we have to, you get more comfortable with it every single time you do it. And that's just going to take time. There's no other way around it. It's like anything, whether it's a computer or, you know, something else. It's just you can't. We have an expression in fitness, Barbie. You might use this one. We say you can't make up a missed workout. And what we mean by that is that if I didn't work out this morning, I can't go work out twice tomorrow and expect that I'm going to have the same result. Because the reality is your body has to adapt, it has to heal, it has to regenerate. And so the same is true with anything. You can't, you know, you didn't do well cramming for some sort of proficiency test. Yeah, okay, you can cram to memorize some stuff, but you can't cram for proficiency. If you've got a child and they're learning an instrument, and they don't practice, and they don't practice, and they don't practice, and then the day before their piano lesson, they sit down and try to practice. It's not going to work. They're going to stink. And it's the same thing with anything that we do as adults.
Our attitude has so much to do with how people perceive us, too. Because even if you have the right words, and you're going through what Casey's talking about, you know, you're really pressured or you're trying to make up for yesterday. People may hear your words, but they really feel your attitude. So our frame of mind, when we're doing our Beamer things, it really needs to be that one of a servant, like, how can I help you? And so the question is, are we willing to take total responsibility for our attitude, no matter how fearful or apprehensive we might be? And as we know, our attitude can make or break the health of a potential customer, because they're going to either get the Beamer or they're not going to get it. And so if we're doing everything we're supposed to do, we're really helping guide our prospects into a place where they feel very comfortable investing that $6,000 into a Beamer, which I'd like to talk about next Monday in our blog talk, which is about decision making, but not today. It's like everyone wants to be thin, but you know, no one really wants to diet. And everyone wants to do everything right, might not find the time to do it. Everyone wants money, but maybe people don't budget or control their spending. And everyone wants to live long, but you know, as Casey's saying, there's a lot of people who don't exercise, or they say, oh, today I'll just give it up. And they might want to live long, but are they willing to invest that $6,000 into a preventative medical device called bioenergy medicine?
Got to put the time and effort in, baby, or else you're not going to get the results.
That's right.
Go ahead, Mary.
Well, I'm just jumping up and down with a big, huge amen. As Barbie was talking about attitude, and this is where I would say, if your mindset is that somebody can't afford it, that is a form of attitude. So remember to keep your attitude positive, a smile in your heart, and that will totally come through.
Absolutely. Absolutely. All right. Well, I don't know. We don't have any other callers today. You ladies have any other thoughts?
Did we take that 805 caller?
Yes, we did.
Okay.
Yeah.
I just wasn't sure. I was paying too much attention.
That was Helena. Mm-hmm. That was Helena.
Okay. Yep. So for those listening today, know that you can change the time of Blog Talk if you screw up when you set it up, which is what I must have done this morning. But there was a way to go back in and fix it, and I fixed it to 1 hour, so we have a lot more time. But you know what? I've got a quote and a joke, so if no one else has anything else, I'll go right for it.
Let's hear it.
Okay, the quote of the week, and this is Calvin Coolidge. Nothing in this world can take the place of persistence. Talent will not. Nothing is more common than unsuccessful men with talent. Genius will not. Unrewarded genius is almost a proverb. Education will not. The world is full of educated derelicts. Persistence and determination alone are omnipotent. And the joke, this is a good one, guys. It's going to make your week. I've been taking Viagra for my sunburn. It doesn't cure it, but it keeps the sheets off my legs at night. Beam on! Have a great great week.
Today's show was brought to you by an independent group of Beamer distributors who are committed to helping you find success in your business. We're all part of a bigger mission to bring this amazing technology to a market that so desperately needs it. We'll be back again really soon. Until then, here's to your health.